You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Is your home not as happy as you would like it to be? It can be improved, but the change must begin with you.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, there are many people today who are upset by problems in their marriage and troubles in their home. Others find the situation at their job frustrating and even unbearable. Give to these people, O Lord, patience and strength. Help each of us to remember that we must forgive others just as you have forgiven us. May your divine peace and gracious blessing rest on all individuals and families listening today. In Jesus' precious and powerful name we pray. Amen. Perry Como, the popular entertainer, once sang, "There's no place like home for the holidays." In recent years, however, for an increasing number of people, the situation has changed. Instead of the home being a harbor of family harmony, it has become a place to avoid whenever possible. Last year, over 1 million teenagers ran away from home, and according to the New York Times, after leveling off, the divorce rate is again climbing. With all the negative news surrounding marriage and the home, it would be easy to conclude that there is no longer much hope to be part of a happy family. If you are now experiencing conflict, tension, or unhappiness in your home, don't surrender to the demons of despair. If you are a young person contemplating marriage, but fearful that you and your future marriage partner may end up as just another casualty of current trends, let your doubts be removed and may your heart be assured that there is a way to have a blessed marriage and a harmonious household. However, in order to experience a happy home, one must be willing to avoid following many of the current trends in society. To begin with, one must acknowledge that the problems and disharmony now taking place in many marriages and families are not due merely to human misunderstandings and weaknesses. Family relationships are a direct result of one of the two powers now at work in the world. The one power is a negative force led by the devil, causing disharmony, despair, and destruction. The other is the Lord Jesus Christ, who has defeated the devil, who is the key to family harmony and the sure foundation of a happy home. Yes, even if you have written off all hope of reconciliation and resigned yourself to a future of family failure, know for certain that the supernatural power of the Lord Jesus Christ can still transform your beleaguered and alienated family into a happy household. This may not happen in a few minutes or a few days, but it can begin this hour. Gradually but positively, the God-inspired process of spiritual renewal can break down barriers and establish family relationships so firmly that the most violent attacks of the devil will be unable to destroy them. No matter whether you are a father, a mother, son, or daughter, before you do anything else, you must ask yourself, who do you say that Jesus Christ is? To acknowledge Jesus Christ as the divine Son of God, to follow His advice, to rely on His gracious power, and to prayerfully seek His will before you make any decision is God's prescription for a happy family. To follow any other individual, to trust any other philosophy, to rely on any other therapy will only guarantee frustration in your family and a lack of power to overcome the onslaughts of him who seeks to destroy you. Jesus warned that in this life, we can take the narrow way which he prescribed, or we can take the broad road which leads to destruction. Yes, you and I, with absolute confidence, can courageously place our future and the welfare of our families in the hands of the Almighty, merciful and strengthening Lord. He is the one who on numerous occasions publicly demonstrated victorious power over the devil. The Holy Scriptures record the dramatic account of Jesus one day meeting a certain man from the city who was possessed with demons. When Jesus met him, the man was totally naked and had not put on any clothing for a long time. He was not even living in a house, but among the tombstones in a cemetery. According to the Bible, at Jesus' divine command, the demons came out of the man. This event caused such a stir in the community that the local people came out to see what had happened. They found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting down in front of Jesus. To their surprise, the man now wore clothing and was in his right mind. The local people were amazed that such a miracle had taken place. And the Bible states, they were frightened. Surely they realized that the devil and all his legions had clashed head-on and had been overpowered by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just as the devil was living in this man, so also Satan frequently exerts a strong force in the lives of many individuals. You and I may not be demon-possessed, but by exhibiting unloving attitudes toward our family, we may be permitting Satan to influence our daily lives. Only Jesus, who the Bible proclaims, disarmed the rulers and authorities through his victorious resurrection from the dead, can empower you and me to free ourselves from the influence of the devil and help us to be a positive and not a negative influence in our families. The subtle ways in which Satan may use us are many. Refusing to forgive past family grudges, a sharp tongue, dishonesty between husbands and wives, impatience, lack of trust, disobedience to parents, anger, alcoholism, provoking quarrels, aggravating children, physical beatings, and malicious aggravation. Just think for a moment. Are you guilty of permitting the devil to encourage you in any of these unloving acts toward your family? The environment in some households is as chilly as the north wind. Family members prefer not to speak to one another, and if they have no choice, they use as few words as necessary. Some rivet their eyes on the television to prevent having to communicate with those around them. Others find an empty room in the house to seclude themselves from their family. Surely the loving Lord does not reign supreme in these homes. Although he may not have complete control, the devil certainly has a good foothold. He has his foot in the door. As you desire to be used by the Lord to make your home a happier place to live, don't first set out to dictate to others what they must do. Instead, let the Lord begin with you as a living demonstration of love and forgiveness. Follow the advice of St. Paul in Colossians chapter 1 when he says, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Yes, God has forgiven you. Illogical as it may sound, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Your forgiveness, your salvation was accomplished on the cross of Calvary. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," the Heavenly Father accepted the innocent sacrifice of His Son as a payment for the sins of the whole world. His wrath, His anger for your sins was satisfied. No, you and I were not redeemed by silver or gold, but with His holy, precious blood, and as a result, you and I have the privilege of living with the assurance that our sins have been atoned for. And just as God has forgiven us, He also expects us to forgive our friends, our enemies, and our family members. For you, this may seem so totally impossible. Your desire for a happy family may be so sincere and so strong that each time you think of the quarrels and grudges, it brings pain and fear to your heart. But it is the devil and not the Lord Jesus Christ who has convinced you that the wounds from past experiences are too deep and that the scars are too permanent. Listen to the words of Jesus recorded in the Bible. "If you abide in me," Jesus says, "and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you." With a repentant heart, confess to your Lord your past failures of relating to your family in love. Then, unashamedly and with the power God is promising you, confess with St. Paul, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered Himself up for me." Yes, God will give you the power to forgive others and also to begin to improve deteriorating family relations. St. Paul reminds us, "Once the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus Christ lives within you, He will, by that same Spirit, bring to your whole being new strength and vitality." And one must admit, it would be foolish to speak about God's prescription for a happy family without seriously considering the responsibility the Lord has given each family member. We are faced with a situation today where more and more married men are sinfully abandoning their responsibilities as husband and father. Wives, confused by aggressive liberation movements, are either unaware of or disinterested in the role the Lord has so lovingly granted to them. Children, educated more by television than by their parents or teachers, imitate attitudes of disobedience and disrespect which they so often witness. Listen closely as I read from the Bible responsibilities God has prescribed for a happy home. "Wives, adapt yourselves to your husbands, that your marriage may be a Christian unity. Husbands, be sure to give your wives much love and sympathy. Don't let your bitterness or resentments spoil your marriage." The Bible continues by saying, "As for you children, your duty is to obey your parents. And at your age, this is one of the best things you can do to show your love for God." Finally, the Holy Scriptures state, "Fathers, don't overcorrect your children, or they will grow up feeling inferior and frustrated." Oh, I know that these words from the Bible are in direct opposition to what is so frequently being promoted today. But if we want God's blessing on our family, we must be willing to accept the guidelines He has so lovingly established. All too often, it is misunderstood when the Bible proclaims that wives are to submit themselves to their husbands, and that husbands are to be the head of the house. This may, at first, seem to be a put-down of the woman, but it forcefully demonstrates the tremendous responsibility undertaken by the husband in marriage. Husbands, it is your duty in the sight of God to love your wife as much as your own body. It is your responsibility to make sure that your family attends worship services each week and that they are thoroughly instructed in the Christian faith. God is holding you responsible. You husbands and fathers, it is indeed an awesome task which you have been given. No one in your position should even begin to attempt to fulfill this role without daily seeking the Lord's guidance through prayer and without receiving regular strength from His living Word. Yes, so great was God's concern for the family and the proper role of each family member that He compared the family to Christ's relationship to the entire Christian church. The Bible proclaims in Ephesians chapter 5, "For the husband is the head of the wife in the same way that Christ is the head of the church." The Bible continues by saying, "The willing subjection of the church to Christ should be reproduced in the submission of wives to their husbands." But remember, the Bible says, this means that the husband must give his wife the same sort of love that Christ gave to His church when He sacrificed Himself for it. No, don't agonize another day over the lack of harmony and happiness in your home. Refuse the devil the opportunity to deny you and your family the joy of the Lord. This very hour, let the Lord begin to use you as a channel of His cleansing and healing love. No person has the strength nor the ability to create a happy home, but the Lord Jesus Christ does, and He will. Adopt the words of St. John as your new daily motto when he says, "Let us love, not merely in theory or in words. Let us love in sincerity and in practice." As Jesus cast the demons from the possessed man, may He also free you from the influence of the devil in your life. No family or marriage will ever be perfect and totally free from misunderstandings and disagreements. But when family members are empowered by the Holy Spirit with an attitude of love and forgiveness, even the greatest difficulties can be overcome. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord, empower all who are listening today. Remove any grudges from their hearts toward their family and friends. Gracious Savior, live in our hearts and homes that the knowledge of Your forgiveness and the joy of Your love may be our guiding power and strength. Amen.